Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Your inspiration. I love the way that you give. Your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
What is success? I'm Kerry Hines, and to me, what success is relative. So, whatever you think is success. That's what it means. But I'm here to tell you that success is not really some kind of a far-off destination. And you really shouldn't look at it that way. I said something a while back, pretty much when I was writing how to get rich in the hair business, several years back, I'll say. I remember very well thinking about success and what that meant. And I coined a phrase, I really did, I coined a phrase that I still live by. And it says something like, I live in success. And I really mean that. And as I said, even to this day, it's a phrase that I often tell folks because I believe that success is today. And if you are working at your craft, if you are pursuing or following your passion, if you have the basic necessities that might prevent others from being able to do the same, then you, my friend, you are living in success. You'll find out a whole lot more about that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's on Amazon. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Up next is our daily running of Miss Maggie Anderson's piece on supporting black businesses. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. Now, I have two gentlemen joining me from a wonderful, wonderful hair company. They have an incredible device out here that helps with twisting hair. It's called Power Twist. Now, the two gentlemen joining me are the part of a wonderful founding group of gentlemen who are behind this, Mr. Brian Coleman and Mr. Wells Davis. I want to welcome you both to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, thank you for having us. This is a real pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And good morning officially. Yes. Okay, so let me just establish this. PowerTwist.black is your website. Let me be very clear, just like it sounds, PowerTwist. And so, Brian Coleman, now you are in the Chicago area. And Wells Davis, you're out in sunny Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
And so we're so lucky to have you guys. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, so we got three time zones covered here today on the show. Yes, indeed. So first, I want to hear all about this. Now, I had a chance to do a cursory look at the PowerTwist.black at your website and to learn a little bit about this incredible device here that I'm holding in my hand, and it is beautiful, by the way, beautifully designed. So I want to talk a little bit about this. I'm going to begin with you, Wells Davis, out in L.A.
Okay.
Tell us what Power Twist is all about.
Power Twist was a concept that came to me just as I also wore my hair short and twisted, but as a family, we have a history of owning hair shops. We owned six hair shops in Toronto in the 80s and 90s, and then we ended up selling them off. But when I moved to Los Angeles, I started to wear my hair in a kind of a mohawk, but it's a twisted thing. So I know there was the traditional sponges, but we kind of found that very unhygienic. And then there was another product that we saw, too, and it was basically like a tennis racket with a triangle at the bottom, and it was just very hard to hold, so not very ergonomic. So I think we combined the effectiveness of the other one so that you could twist here with the mesh, but also with ergonomics. We built it so that it holds in your hand better, more easy to clean. You know, you don't have to worry about anything being left behind. So, and that's when we went and drove up and got this to help us with our logo and everything. And that's how it was born. It was just born out of a need for like a better mousetrap.
You know what, though? I have to tell you, though, well, I think it's going to be a little tough. I don't know. For some reason, we're having a real bad connection. Brian, do you hear Wells well?
Sure. You know what? I can hear him. Maybe.
Yeah, I can hear
you
very well.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah,
so, I hear both of you guys fine.
Yeah, I can.
I can hear you pretty well. You know, we could pick it up from there because I think I could hear you a little better what you just said. Or what you
okay.
Guys,
yeah,
you know.
I came into a different room just to see if I got better reception. So.
Yep.
Oh, boy, that's
well.
Much better.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Dr. King's legacy to me overall, love others and not hate. He was definitely a person who stood for racial justice and equality, and he stood up for all races of people. He was such an inspiration because it did not matter to him. He risked his life. He risked everything for the right for people to vote, desegregation, civil rights, and just overall humanity. And he did it in a nonviolent way. And the celebration of Dr. King is something that we all need to focus on every single day to strive for, to just love others, because love always wins. No matter what you're doing, love always wins. So that's what Dr. King's legacy means to me. So,
Nicole,
Michael, what does Dr. King, what does his legacy mean to you?
Wow. What it really means to me, Dr. King was a person that he took a stand on different issues when it was not popular. And I admire that in a person. You know, it wasn't popular back in the mid-60s to take a stand against the war in Vietnam. It wasn't popular for him to do that. And, you know, it a lot of people, everybody was on the team, support the South Vietnamese but Dr. King saw something that a lot of people didn't see. So, you know, that was one thing that I just loved about him and taking a stand. He took a stand on racism. He took a stand on having people support themselves with a hand up, not a hand out.
So true.
And he just had his speeches were just so eloquent. We listen to his speeches now after so many years, and his speeches still, they pull on your heartstrings.
Right.
That's what it does. It's so relevant. It's even more relevant now with Dr. King as the movement, what he stood for. He stood for something. And that's the legacy that I see with Dr. King. And as you said, Nicole Marie, he's a person that we should be celebrating every day of what he did, the groundwork, the things that he laid out. That's what I love about Dr. King. Now, Carrie, I know that you just have something just to tie this up like a bow on a gift for Christmas.
Take it away. Well, thank you, Michael. When it comes to Dr. King's legacy, and I listen to you guys, the first thought that I actually have is, where are we today? Where are we today? It's something that our parents, the school system, we all celebrate this man. But what is it, you know, are we really showing up? I'm always perturbed by folks who are outside the community who think that it's a black holiday. That's the thing that gets me my blood boiling. I'm like, if you think it's a black holiday, then you have totally missed Dr. King's entire message.
Totally.
Oh totally.
Yes.
How about
I don't know what else to say on that, you know? That's the thing, but that's the kind of ignorance that has been allowed to pervade our country and our culture at the hands of others. And instead of, you know, listening to Dr. King's message so you can learn something, you're out here spreading what he had talked against.
Right.
And so it's a shame that all these years later, we have to still be combating the same things he talked about decades ago. It's unreal. And so, I think that, to harken back to what you guys were saying, I think it is something, again, that we have to remember that, yes, Dr. King's birthday, his actual birthday, is mid-January, but we celebrate every day. I think, Nicole Marie, you put it best. Every day is celebrated here.
Every
Michael Hopkins, you put it
best.
His legacy lives on.
Yes.
And so I just want to say thank you from all of us, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, the Hair Radio Morning Show, the Bed Talk Radio Show, all that we're doing at our incredible platforms. We just say thank you.
Thank you.
We will do our best to continue Dr. King's legacy. Stay with us.
My shoulder with your name on it.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very, very special guest co-host with me for this particular segment. I'm so happy. It really is all about Mary, as you guys know. We're talking about the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hairhead Heart. Good morning, Mary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, listen, I am so excited to have you with us. We are going to jump right on in. It is a brand new segment called Does Carrie Care? Do I care? Do I really, really care? So this is what I'm kind of loving this, because you get to choose a topic that I'm not aware of and ask your questions to one of our amazing guests, who is also a host on our network, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning, Michael, and welcome to the hot seat. You're on with Mary.
Good morning.
And Carrie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Look at that voice.
There you go. All right.
So happy to meet you, Mary. I'm so happy to meet you.
Mary.
I enjoy everything that you do on the show. I follow you.
Oh,
I'm one of your biggest fans. I follow you all the time.
That will only go to my head, and you know I'm dangerous.
Well, we're gonna see just if he stays a fan after being on a hot seat with Mary's questions today about do I care? So, Mary Reed Johnson, take it away.
I got one for you. Michael, does Carrie really care about nasal tanning?
Ooh, nasal tanning. No, I don't think that's in his top 10 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, tell us a little bit about nasal tanning, and then I'll tell you if I care or not. Michael
all
says
right.
no, though.
So nasal tanning is a thing. It's a craze. And if you survive, it's wonderful. So you just take this solution, you spray it up your nose, like literally, right? It has melatonin and some other stuff in it. But what it does is it changes your complexion so you could be darker. So it's an instant tan. Problem is, it does have some carcinogens, which a lot of things do.
Just a few.
And so, just a few. And so it's a thing, and it's
well, hold it. Is it the outside of your nose that changes color, that darkens, or is it your entire face?
It changes. It goes throughout your body, so it enters your bloodstream.
Oh.
And it goes throughout your body, and you have a tan.
Wow. You know what? I can see folks trying something like that. Okay, I guess it's time for me to weigh in. Do I care? So listen, this is where you guys are listening for the bell. If Michael, well, Michael said I don't care. So if Michael is correct, you're going to hear that bell. Do I care, Mary, is your question.
Carrie, do you care about nasal tanning? Was Michael right? He said you didn't.
Yes.
Hey, it works for me.
Michael is correct. I don't care about that. Get rid of it. No nasal tanning. I'm sick of folks trying to tan. Be happy with the way you were made on this planet.
Amen.
Okay. I like it. Ready for another one?
So no, I don't care about that. Yes, go right ahead. I'm loving this. I can get all my aggressions out today.
Right? All right.
Yes, go right ahead. Does Carrie care?
Okay. Mr. Michael, I'm wondering, does Carrie care about student debts being canceled?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Why, Michael? Why? Yeah, but why do you think I care about that?
Well, the reason why I think you care, Carrie, is because student debts affect all of us. It affects all of us. I mean, that's less money that people have to spend on things. And so, therefore, maybe they don't come to get their hair done as much as they do, or their nails, or anything of that nature. Or the guys don't buy clothes like the way they normally would if they had the extra money. So I really think that's something that you would care about. It affects the economy.
Mm. Okay. Well, all right. Mary, so the question is, do I care?
Yes, so Michael says Carrie does care about student debts being canceled because it affects the economy. Now let's ask Carrie. Carrie, do you care about student debts being canceled?
Okay, if you hear the bell, then Michael is correct.
Oh! Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no,
uh-oh,
that was the bell.
Oh, I didn't wait long enough. I'm sorry.
We were building the anticipation.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Michael Hopkins is absolutely correct. I do care about the student debt being canceled, but not for the reason Michael suggested so much. I care about the student debt being canceled because I owe money.
Uh-oh.
I still have student debt bills myself. Cancel away. Knock your socks
and
off,
you know,
people. Yes.
For real, because the government, they wanted a program, but they didn't want to take the responsibility of managing
True.
It. So it ended up that the schools manage the programs. They also collect the money. And they also have the institutions that get the money. So it's a very silly situation.
Yes.
Which
yes.
leads to my next
now,
question.
Yes, I am super excited. I can't wait to hear. Go right ahead, Mary. Mary Reed
All
Johnson
right.
with her wonderful questions, playing with Michael Hopkins this morning with a new segment, Does Carrie Care? So I'm super excited.
Yes, Michael. I like to see your brain just working, and it's like, what is Carrie thinking? So
that's pretty good.
I
don't think you've got anything wrong so far.
You know, Barry, I can smell the smoke coming out of my ears right now as we speak.
Yes,
my
well,
darling.
You're on the hot seat.
All right, Michael. I want to know, does Carrie care about supply chain monopolies?
Mm. Ooh, supply chain monopolies. Ooh. Mm. Yeah, I think he would care about that one, too, because that affects all of us.
Wow. Mm. Supply chain monopolies.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it might be tied to inflation and all the types of things. You can't get baby formula these days, blah, blah, blah. But in hair care world, there's a company that owns, say, almost 400 patents on products, and the next one down has 30-something patents. So that's a monopoly.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go ahead and ask Carrie.
That does sound like
ahead.
A monopoly.
Yes. So let's go ahead and ask Carrie. What were you right, Michael?
Does
you
Carrie
say he does.
Care?
Okay.
Michael
okay,
says
let's,
I
let's,
do, right?
Yes. And is Michael correct, Carrie?
Okay, well, I don't hear that bell. Do you guys hear the bell just yet?
Not yet. I thought this was the suspense part.
Michael is
all right.
I do care about the supply chain monopolies. I'm concerned about the monopoly-ish part, but the bottleneck is where I really lay my concern. Because America, we are feeling the bite in our pockets. We really are. Our wallets are basically empty. Things have slowed down. And a lot of it has to do with the conflict overseas that America is already, you know, supporting. So this has really created quite or added to the bottleneck that was already kind of underway from the pandemic. So I'm going to say yes, I am concerned about that. So I'm going to have to say, Michael Hopkins, you pretty much, I mean, I don't think you've gotten one wrong yet. You know me pretty well already. Wow, I'm
yep.
impressed.
We're on a roll here.
Yeah. Mary, we got to get Michael. We got to stomp him.
All right, I got something for you.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
You have to tell me not to go too deep, so I got
okay.
something for you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So Michael, thanks again for your insight. I swear you and Carrie might be brothers, but we'll go here, and I'm going to ask you, Michael, does Carrie care about the lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Why? He just don't care.
Yeah, he just don't care. I mean,
let's ask Carrie. Carrie, Michael says that you don't care about lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices. Is he right? Does Carrie
okay.
care?
Okay. Okay, does Carrie care? Well, let's see. Do we hear the bell? Okay, are we building the suspense? Do we hear the bell? No bell.
No bell.
Michael's wrong.
He knows you very
no
well.
Bell
this is
today.
Good.
No, there is
right,
no bell
right.
for Michael, and I'll tell you why. I absolutely 1,000,000% care about that's part of, in my view, the problem with the Supreme Court and this whole thing, which is this big kerfuffle about the, you know, the big thing being leaked with women's rights and all this kind of stuff being overturned. So with Roe versus Wade. So my big thing is no, it should not happen. I don't agree with the idea that they should be there for life, especially when they are. It's been politicized. They've been completely politicized. And to me, they kind of lost my respect years ago when they put Clarence Thomas. I'm sorry, not so much mm-hmm. about being a Republican or Democrat, but just it was clear that Anita Hill was telling the truth in my book. Anybody could see that she was telling the truth about the situation. And for them to just, you know, totally put all these horrible folks who've abused the system, and then one of the ladies they put up, she didn't even know anything about the law. She didn't even know the first thing. I was like in shock. I mean, for the whole world to see it. So,
that should not be happening. I got to say one caveat with Clarence Thomas. He used to work for, I think it's Monsanto, right? And he was one mm-hmm. of their attorneys. But once he got on the Supreme Court, and I'm sure it was a process to make sure he got on, he's the one that wrote the case so that instead of them being considered an oil and chemical company because they had been cited for so many wrongs, he wrote the case that said that they were an agribusiness. And so a lot of the bad doing that they did with oil and whatever and not taking care of, mm-hmm. you know, whatever they were supposed to take care of, he made it possible for them to be an agribusiness and not be accountable in those manners. So,
like farm stuff. Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I mean, you know, don't know him personally, of course, but, you know, the whole thing just smells horrible. And what it seems like, alleged behavior by his wife and all of this kind of stuff, we don't know what's really going on, but it just doesn't pass the smell test for me. So I think they need to bounce these folks out. There's not been one on the Republican side. Sorry to say it that way, because I really try to be neutral in that. I don't really care what affiliation you are, per se, if you're doing the right thing. But mm-hmm. to me, when I see one after the next either being empty-headed or having abused women, and several of them, almost every one, you know, of the guys has had this kind of thing.
They're
I'm
not
like,
working
and you
towards
put them
humanitarian
up
in, good.
No, and this is the thing, Mary Reed Johnson and Michael Hopkins. This is the thing. All of this stuff, not any one of these things might make folks feel a certain way or feel like they're, some folks may feel that they're at the end of their rope and they've just seen too much and they're tired. It's the accumulation of this. It's the, you know, the cumulative effect of all of this. It's just when you add it all up together, all this just no accountability. And that's what it screams with those appointees. Yeah, they do all these hearings, mm-hmm. but they're just hearings. They're going to confirm based on the, you know, whatever the political football has the scoring point at that, you know, whoever has the ball. So it's just too much for the American people. And it's just too much. So that's my big belief. Now, you may disagree. Send your letters to Mary. Okay. I'm just kidding, Mary.
I'll just forward them to Michael, so it's all good. No.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, I love this. Yes, yes. I absolutely do. And folks out there, I hope you guys love it. If you yourselves have a question on whether I care, I'm going to have you guys to call in on our 516 number, press 1, and we'll see if we can get your question on as the last question for today. So I think we have somebody standing by. We'll see if we can get their question on as well. So take it away, Mary Ree Johnson. I'm loving this today.
All right. So I have a question for you, Michael, and that only you probably know if Carrie cares. So does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
I can ring the bell on that one myself.
You said, Well, let's see. So, Carrie, Michael says, and he's just gonna. Just
well, I want to know why Michael thinks
already.
I don't want to. Why do you think I don't? I'm not interested in Willow's music.
Well, it seems to me, Carrie, a while back when we were going through Slap the Gate, you made a comment
Slap
about
Slapgate,
yeah,
with her dad, Will Smith, and Chris Rock.
Yeah, and I remember you making a comment about that, him and his music, and it was like,
Okay, that's what you're – okay, so you're sticking with it. That's your final answer?
Yep, that's my final answer. Oh, yeah, final answer.
All right,
okay.
Carrie, you heard his final answer. Does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
Okay, I think, let's see, do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? If we hear the bell, Michael Hopkins is correct, and he wins the prize. Michael, I do care about Willow Smith's music, and I'll tell you why. Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, yes. The key word is the new music that Mary said. I'm not so much enamored with the new music, but I absolutely love Willow Smith's big hit record. She had an incredible hit record with I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. And so I've got to get that for you guys. It's a great song. You have to YouTube it, folks. I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. That was her big hit, which I love. Now, as far as Will Smith's music, that's a different story. I always play Summertime, which was one of his big classic hits. And we just played it on the show recently. We'll see if we can get it back on. And so I'm loving this. So I do care. I love Willow's song. And all the hair aficionados, anything that has to do with hair, I'm in. Did I get you on that with Michael Hopkins? No bell for you today, Michael. No bell.
Yeah, you got me on that one for 200. Oh, yeah, you got me on that one.
I'm loving this. Well, Mary Ree Johnson, someone has pressed the number 1. So I think this is a good time to bring them to the line. I recognize this number. Let's see. The Hair Radio Morning Show is welcoming one of Michael's colleagues. She is a producer on the Hair Radio. Well, now she's on the Hair Radio Morning Show, our panel. But she is a producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show. And she's out of Clarksville, Tennessee. It is my great honor to welcome Nur Jahan to this special segment today, which is all about, really, do I care? Nur Jahan, you've been listening, I see. What are your thoughts on this incredible segment? Did you guess any of these? What are you thinking today?
Yes, well, good morning. I was right when I was saying them to myself on the ones that you cared and you didn't care.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fun and those questions that were asked.
Okay. This is a do I care question, Mary. All right, Mary and Michael. And all right, Nora, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Do I care? We're going to find out. Will she get the bell?
Well, I don't know.
Will
all
she
right,
hear
right.
the bell? We don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that is right. a magic question. Will she get
all
the
right,
bell?
All right, I wanted to ask you. Thank you.
All right.
Are you
away,
ready
Nora.
For another one? Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, you got
now
okay.
This,
well, I was going to have Nora go ahead and jump in with her question.
Yeah, let have Nora ask one. Yeah.
Yeah, Nora, go ahead,
oh,
and then
Mary
we'll circle
was
back to Mary.
Ask me.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Ooh, I
got it the other way around. Okay, well, go right ahead, Mary. You guys are taking
right,
over
I
the show.
Ask
all
Nora
right.
A question.
All
I
right.
will ask Miss Nora a question. So, Nora, do you think Kerry cares about Elon Musk owning Twitter?
That's a good one. Nora, do you think I care about Elon Musk owning Twitter, who was just rumored to be in the process of purchasing Twitter?
Yes. Okay. So that's a loaded question in itself. I would say he does care, and I'm going to say my reason why is because it's not so much that he cares that he bought Twitter, but it's more so of the reason why he bought Twitter.
Michael, do you agree with that too? Hopper Hopkins.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Do you agree with that?
We were with Nerds
said.
Ew.
Yeah, about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Yeah, first I got to like Elon Musk, but other than that, nah, I don't think
right,
that's
right, not do you care, do I care?
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, I the reason she gave, I don't think that's the reason why you would care.
Okay, so hold it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a split panel here.
Uh-oh.
So Nora Jahan says, yes, I care. And Michael Hopkins says, no, I don't care. So somebody is right.
sounds good to me so far.
Okay.
Well, how will we know who's right? Because
well, we're going to have to listen for that bell.
All right, okay.
We're going to have to listen
the bell,
for the bell.
And then you have to tell us who and why.
Who the
okay.
bell
exactly.
Tell
so
us,
somebody is correct. And that somebody is Nora Jahan. Nora, you are right.
Okay,
you are
okay.
Actually, Nora hit it on the head because I am incredibly concerned only for what he is likely to do with Twitter. And I'm in shock that she knew so well. How did you even know that part? That was incredible. I was like, how did you read my mind? How did you know that, Nora Jahan?
Well, I kind of felt the same way, but it could be a Leo thing. We just think alike.
Yeah, like that was really, I thought that was incredibly insightful. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed with that. That was a really good one. Because I'm very concerned about social media and the now talk about Mary Reed Johnson used the word monopoly earlier on the segment. And I'll tell you something. I was just, you know, it is a monopoly with so many things going on out here. And this huge corporate takeover, it's not a done deal just yet as we hit the airwaves today. But I have to say I'm watching it closely and I'm super concerned. I myself am on Twitter. You can tweet me at HAI Radio while you're at it. But and I may not be for long. So you better tweet me while you can. That's how I really feel about it. So I'm concerned about that because we don't know where this is going to end up. And there's a whole lot of talk about the former president being allowed back on the platform. I don't want to say his name, but there's a lot of talk about him coming back to the platform. That might be something that's on the table. And so, and to me, there's like, I think it's 225 million people or something. To me, it is about, it's a lot of people on there. And it is about controlling so many people. I'm not a big fan of that. And I just am not a big fan of it. No. Not the idea of them controlling so much, but yeah, I am very concerned. So great job. Okay. Well, listen, I have to just, Mary Wee Johnson, I have to say thank you. I mean, you took a minute to kind of pull all this together. Okay, folks, who's ever line that is?
That might all right. be mine. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So listen, guys, I just want to say thank you because this really is all about just taking a moment to kind of give us some things to focus on outside of our normal milieu on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let me just take a moment to thank Michael, who is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys can catch him on Tuesday mornings, along with Noor Jahan. They both are pretty much castmates, along with my brand new, my normal regular daily co-host, and shouting out, of course, Nicole Marie and Otto and our entire team, and the other two producers. Well, Nicole is a producer as well as Katrina. So all the above, our entire panel. So listen, thank you guys. Outstanding. So your gifts are in the mail. Thank you so much. All right, guys. All right. Thank you again. All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, I have to say, Mary Reed Johnson, good stuff. Very good stuff. So how did you come up, Mary? How did you think of these questions today?
The mind of Mary. No one can claim.
I am in shock. Well, they were absolutely excellent questions. And, I mean, I've had a couple of favorite ones that you mentioned, actually. The Supreme Court one was one of my favorites. And also the big one on this social media. You know, I think this is really, so good stuff today. So listen, Mary, we've got a lot to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're always excited when you come back, as you heard Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk, say. He's one of your biggest fans, along with everybody out there. And everybody has heard Mary Reed Johnson at least once on this network. So you're doing
thank
it
you.
Up, Mary. So listen, I just have to say thank you. And before we sign off, can you please, I always make sure you bring everybody up to speed on some of the things that you're working on these days.
All right. So Renaissance Woman is still in effect. I am in Minnesota even as we speak, actually, closing up my old place, waiting for the movers, all of that stuff to get the rest of things to Michigan. But in Michigan, I got accepted into my, because I recommitted to art. So I got accepted into an exhibit and competition for the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. And so I'm really excited about that. I forget how many thousands of entries, but there's only 300 that they picked. And then it competes from there. So I'm really excited. Big stuff.
Yes. Well, it sounds
13 regions,
awesome.
And I'm one of the people. So.
Wow. Well, congrats on all of the above, and we wish you absolutely nothing but the biggest success with that. I'm still on the fact that you will be literally changing time zones on us, which is great. You're coming into my time zone.
Yep.
I think.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's
that's right. So that's kind of cool. Well, Mary, you know, everybody always – yeah, well, you know what? I was going to ask you about this, too, because everybody always asks about – you know, Minnesota. And so the one thing that we were talking about just recently was that Prince, not only did he you know, posthumously, we're celebrating, you know, a recent birthday for the Purple One. But you were a big fan, and there were so many folks who went by Paisley Park. So is there anything you can shed some light on, your thoughts? Of course, we've had his hairstylist right here on our show, as you know. Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, he just was doing things even before, you know, people knew. He gave to a black school that was struggling in a timely fashion, and now they churn out more graduates than, like, anyone else in the area. If you look up, there's a little clip floating around about him when he was a kid, and his nickname was Skipper. Right. And he was just one of the kids in the crowd when the teachers were on strike. And, you know, you'll find it on the internet, and somebody just asked him, you know, what did he think? And he's like, you know, the teachers work really hard for us. And yeah, I think they need more money. You know, just a little kid. And he was doing things.
I saw
Paisley
that,
Park
Mary,
is
and
amazing.
I'm talking about, he was like 8 or 9 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
and he
was a little bitty
deep. I barely knew my name or how to tie my shoe at that age. And he was sitting up here talking about, like, at a teacher strike.
Right.
You know,
right.
Commenting on television. I said, you
yeah,
got to be kidding.
Yeah, don't discard
me.
Our babies. You know, they start somewhere. Paisley Park is amazing. He kept a lot of the people in place, the same people that put Paisley Park in order are the same ones that run the Elvis Presley Museum. So they are very
yeah.
serious about what they do, and it's very loving and great and wonderful, and you will definitely, it'll be so worth it if you get a chance to go. But right around the corner from where I live on Snelling Avenue, I used to know the address, but it's like 3808 or something like that, Snelling Avenue, is the house where they
Minnesota.
Filmed Purple Rain.
Wow.
In Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah. So,
I just remember
absolutely.
That outside scene where the family, where the father, I think he had beat up the, I think,
yep.
he, didn't he
well,
attack the wife or something?
That it, and yeah. nobody pays attention to it. I'm sure some, you know, whoever owns it, but nobody's living in there now. But anyway, it's the house. I'm going to send you a picture of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please do.
Yep, addressed right around the corner from where I live, and it's just a house that they filmed in, you know, but it's so cool.
Wow.
So
no, that's, that's big to me.
He was busy. Yeah.
Wow.
Just a regular
Mary,
guy.
I'm just loving that you are an aficionado of Prince. We all are. And we love this. Now, you yourself, and I've got to give Mary a lot of kudos, because Mary also, one thing that I remember, and you guys, a lot has been happening out there where you are, Mary. I remember with the whole George Floyd incident, and Mary literally covered it for our audience. Do you remember that, Mary? She probably doesn't even remember, but she came
on. Because, I mean, again, maybe that's why I'm moving, but, yeah, it was right in the zone. So it's two blocks south and then four blocks west of where I am, where the George Floyd incident happened. So.
Wow. And my big question to you, I don't know if you remember this, but what I really wanted to know, that store on the corner, like the store that where the whole thing and
oh, yeah.
supposedly the actually, or allegedly was trying to pass off a 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
We don't know what really happened on that. But, you know, I think I asked, had you ever been in that store? Did you see, you know, have you ever had any interaction with that owner
oh,
guy there?
Absolutely.
That kind of,
I mean, the people are... Yeah, the people are very nice and that type of stuff. But it is known in the community for, amongst other things, kind of laundering money and this type of thing. They own about two, maybe more blocks around that area. And they have businesses, huh. you know, and they allow other businesses, I'm not even going to go, but anyway, a lot of these
yeah.
Companies, they
we'll
call
say
them,
alleged.
yeah. Well,
It's, yeah, okay, I'll say alleged, but there are predatory things that are in communities, and people recognize them and they know, but at least they're there,
right,
you know?
Right.
And
okay,
so
I got
it
you.
Was no, yeah, it was no problem going there. It's like they weren't doing illegal things to us specifically who were buying a piece of
bread or
getting a money order, but there were things. And the store is still thriving, the restaurants and whatever else it has in the area
they're still
are still
open
thriving.
Well, I would imagine that people have almost come there as a tourist spot, so to speak. Sad to say, but I would almost imagine that. But I'll tell you something. With all that's going on in society, I'm real proud of his family members that have, you know, they've created a charity and all of that. You can Google it. It's online. Just a lot, I have to really say. So, Mary, I always put you on the spot, and I kind of have you unpacking a whole lot you didn't plan on unpacking today. But it's always a great honor and pleasure to have you bring us up to date on what's going through Mary. The next segment is going to be called Mary's Mind. Okay, we move from what does Carrie think to Mary's mind. Well, listen, it's just a great thing to have.
I don't think people are allowed in that mind of mine.
Well, we got a taste of it today.
It's a dangerous
Mary
place.
Mary Reed Johnson, I tell you, you always knock it out of the box. Thank you so much. Great job today, Mary. All right, so all right, Mary, thank you so much. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Air Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. I'm Carrie Hines.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you so very much, Valerie. It is Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023. We are live today. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, of course. Just shouting out to the world and thanking everybody for being a part. It's mid-show. And I'm super, super happy to be with you guys. Want to bring to the line, of course, my incredible co-star. You guys know her from Water Valley, Mississippi. She is someone who has been instrumental in our success. And it's my great honor to welcome again, Nicole Marie, the Queen of the Morning. Hello, Nicole Marie.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy mid-show.
Happy
Tuesday. Happy
Tuesday. Yeah. That's right. It's Tuesday morning. Listen, we are we have a lot to unpack today. Want to welcome all of the fans, of course, from coast to coast and around the world, literally. And, of course, our Upskill Magazine Radio folks. Got to shout them out this morning. So, I'll tell you what, well, first of all, how are you doing down there in Mississippi? How's the weather today?
I'm great this morning. It is a chilly, chilly 36 degrees, but the high today is going to be 63. So
it's
chilly this morning, but it's definitely going to warm up. Yes. How's the weather there in New York?
Well, New York, definitely not quite there, but it's going to be a nice day, a little on the chilly side, so we'll hover in the 40s somewhere, and I think that'll be okay. I'm in Brooklyn, so you guys know that, so it's in the Northeast, so it's not too bad. Hey, want to get the K-High report underway. We'll talk a little bit and get to some updates with the Hair Radio Morning Show, and also what's happening in March. We talked a little bit about it. We have quite a few things to say. There's a new vet talk, live vet talk on the way at about 8:30 Eastern time this morning.
Yeah, so excited.
He'll be with us in the next half hour. So lots of good stuff I'm super hyped about.
So
we've been doing Yeah, well, we've been doing an unofficial tribute to this wonderful Pointer sister who passed away. She's the third Pointer sister to die. We're talking about, of course, Anita Pointer, who just passed away not all that long ago, and her sisters, of course, who died, Bonnie and June. And so there's just Ruth left. And, you know, so I did not know that there was just that they even had brothers. I had no idea that they were Pointer brothers.
I didn't either.
None.
Wow.
I found that
fascinating. I certainly didn't know that.
Yeah, so I don't know whatever happened. Got to do some research on that. But want to say how, you know, we opened up the show with a song, and I'm going to have to replay because I love this song. I never heard it before. It's one of their hit records. And I just found it to be an incredible song called Happiness. So we'll get that on again. And
great.
So much. But they were so instrumental. Huge act. Reminds me of Melba Moore, the artist who's been on our show.
I love Melba Moore,
Yeah, me too. Melba was all over TV, literally on all these shows, from Flip Wilson to Cher. And not just Melba, but along the same line, the Pointer Sisters were all over TV too. They were really, really popular.
Right.
And this was before they got in tune, you know, with Beverly Hills Cop and all those other songs, Automatic and all those songs. They were already very established, you know, and well-known, especially in the R&B world and pop. So we loved them growing up. We loved the Pointer Sisters, and they did the movie Car Wash and all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real good stuff, and real happy about all of that. So we're gonna miss her,
losing such great talent.
They were incredible, and one of my favorites was their sister Bonnie, who had would sing with them from time to time, and all of that. And Bonnie had a big hit record. We'll try to get some of this music on for you guys, not today, over the next couple of days. Yeah, so that.
Well, I'm enjoying it today. Certainly enjoying it.
Really? Oh, that's nice to hear. I appreciate that. And some of the other clips, folks, we've been going back into our vault. So we've been digging out some of these things. And I'm listening to this piece we reran on Does Carrie Care with Mary B. Johnson. And it was along the time
I always love to hear that.
Was putting up those folks. Yeah, I mean, I love the piece. Some of the clips, and that's what I said, okay, all right, that's not bad. And it's interesting, and, you know, so it's kind of okay. Every so often we kind of have one of those things kind of running back. Take it back. I think we're going to have to get on our K-Hi report. So let's do that. And then Nicole Marie will get on one of your wonderful girl power moments. It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Since we've done that.
Yes, it has.
Okay, so let's see what we have. I think we have our own. Now, here's the K-Hi Report, and what the K-Hi Report is, it stands for Carrie, of course, for the K and Hi, as in my last name, Hi. And the report, so it's a daily, if not daily, but every so often there are things that we want to kind of highlight. Not so much news things per se, but items of interest. How's that? You like that? Items of interest.
I do. Items of interest.
Items of interest. I think that's the way.
Things that make you go, Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Arsenio. All right. Here we go. Here's our intro on that. All right, it's the K-Hi Report for today. We're talking January 10th of 2023. And I'm Carrie Hines. I have to say, I think we're opening up with this today. We have two items of interest, I think. We're leading off with the footballer Miracle Man, Damar Hamlin, who has been released from a Cincinnati hospital to return home to our neck of the woods here in New York. He'll be returning to Buffalo, where he'll continue his recovery at the Buffalo General Medical Center. So this is just 1 week after suffering cardiac arrest during the Bills' Monday night football game against the Bengals. This was 8 days ago, and we're just so proud, and just want to say prayers really, truly, truly help.
Wonderful.
And on to a different story, right? I think it's the best show that you may or may not be watching, Miss Nicole Marie. It's the Fox reboot of a popular television show back in the day called Fantasy Island. And I love the show. It stars Miss Rosalind Sanchez and Kiara Barnes. And Rosalind Sanchez, great actress and beautiful lady, both. And Kiara Barnes is both wonderful, great ladies. And the show's stories that they tell are unparalleled and all have an incredible twist of the unexpected. And also it's nice to see lots of Latino folks being represented on screen and others.
That's awesome.
And especially the Puerto Rico backdrop. It lends itself to a feeling of a postcard vacation that's also incredibly entertaining. So it's on Monday nights at 8 on the Fox Network. Nicole Marie, have you seen Fantasy Island, the first one or the reboot?
I actually saw the first one, and I love the first one. Now, I've seen a very small part of a show, of the new show, but I need to watch a full episode of it because it looked very good.
Well,
it looked very good.
Oh, man. I love them so much because they really do. First of all, it does harken back to, what is that word where you're missing in the old days and you're thinking about the old time? Starts with an R.
Reminiscing about it?
Well, reminiscing, yes, but you really, you know, it's a feeling of comfort to think back to those times. And that is what this show does. It reminds me of a wonderful, more genteel time. And so I love the Fantasy Island with Mr. Rourke and Tattoo.
Yes.
Well, this version stars two incredibly attractive ladies who are on the Fantasy Island. Now, of course, the island is really Puerto Rico.
Right.
And they make the original Fantasy Island look like Gilligan's Island. That beautiful Puerto Rico is breathtaking. I mean,
beautiful.
Really.
Beautiful. Yes, it is.
When I watch the show, you are transformed. It's so beautiful. I mean, and I've been to Puerto Rico just one time. Puerto Rico incredibly lovely. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I just love Puerto Rico. And so I can't wait. I think the Fantasy Island show does something for the whole, you know, Puerto Rico. I do. I think it's just really, it's an incredible show. Please watch it. We'll talk about it on Tuesdays. It was a wonderful episode yesterday, and I just enjoyed it so much. So I said, wow, let me share this. I love to share good shows when we come across.
Certainly.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Watch the whole show.
Well, here's the thing. They all have like a twist on it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. They have a twist. Like, you just wouldn't see they have, you know, coming on the different little stories that they tell within the show. So it's really cute. Okay, so do check it out, guys. And if you are paying attention to it, shoot us a line and let us know what you think. You can do that through our Hair Radio online community and the Hair Radio show, groups page, of course. So lots of good stuff. I want to talk about the live event. So I'll tell you what, we are overdue for a music break, and then we'll talk about the live event when come back. And then I'm on to Girl Talk with Nicole Marie. So really some good stuff. Okay, so here's the Pointer Sisters song that I was talking about that we opened up early this morning with. Take a listen. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with
me. I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give. Your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation. You're my invitation to.
Your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines.
Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care product on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023. It's our show number 804. Just taking a moment to make sure to give a special dedication to my dear late brother, Dwight Hines, who we lost way too soon. Today would have been a big birthday for him, so wishing him a heavenly birthday and all that from all of us here. Listen, I want to bring back to the line Nicole Marie, and then we're on to our candle talk. We got Blue standing by with some great candle talk this morning. But Nicole Marie, I want to ask you what, I know you had some things you wanted to kind of share with our fans today. So please take it away.
I do. I want, thank you so much, Carrie. Listen, Carrie, we are into a new, exciting year, 2023. And it's so important for each one of us to hold on to hope. Now, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so important because it gives our life so much meaning. No matter what we may be going through, there is always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So today, I want to share my hope moment for all of the fans on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And and this moment is courtesy of a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. Okay. And he is one of Australia's leading broadcasters and nonfiction authors. And he has spent more than he has spent more than 25 years as a journalist and TV presenter before he started writing full-time, and has written 19 best-selling books, including an inspirational series. So each day, so each day I will share an inspirational way from the book to lift the spirits of everyone, all of our fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Well, what have you got for us today?
For today, change your default settings. Like digital devices, we start life our default setting, but that's operating at our most basic level. To discover our true potential, we must explore the outer limits of our settings. We're works in progress. The possibilities are endless.
Okay. Wow. That's a deep one. Boy, you give us something to think about. Okay. Well, I love that. That sounds really interesting. Well, what we're going to do, we'll definitely get on this. I love those inspirational type ideas and things. And this gentleman's book sounds incredible. So I cannot wait to hear that. Change your default settings. I'm changing mine. Thank you, Nicole Marie. I'm loving
it. You're so welcome.
Let this happen every day. Every day. We
every
need hope.
Single day. Yes.
We need hope. Yes. Awesome job. Okay, speaking of hope, and yes, you got it. And the fans, I think we're going to just love this. We are bringing to the line one of the other queens of the mornings. Of course, we've got Candle Talk. Now, she comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida. We're talking, of course, about Blue. Blue, we're bringing you to the line. You got Nicole Marie and Kerry Hines.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. Happy mid show.
Hi. Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Nicole Marie, that
good
was
morning.
Beautiful. I felt all that you were just saying right then. Because what you said
great.
Was
great. Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad I'm on
awesome.
The right track because I've changed my font on my phone a while ago. Like, I have a hard time seeing
yeah.
it.
It's so important.
So, and I changed the cursive and everything. Like, you know, we have that basic regular writing that we've all had since they started with the phones and internet and everything. So I got a little
right.
fancy with my phone. So I'm
okay.
glad I'm on the right path there. That was beautiful.
Wow. Changed the phone settings.
Beautiful.
I love it. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
listen, I want to jump right on in. It's Tuesday morning. We're still hovering around the glow, the afterglow of a new year being ushered
mm-hmm.
in. And so we're excited. So we're going to
yes.
roll on in with Candle Talk. And on this
yes.
Tuesday morning, where folks are kind of dredged and kind of getting up, going back to work these days, what do you have for us to lift our spirits with some wonderful scents of the day, the candle scent of the day? Blue,
okay,
take it away.
Okay, well, thank you, Kerry. I appreciate that. And today
you
we have a beautiful, soft scent. It's called Sea Mist. And Sea Mist is going to transport you to a hilltop overlooking the mountaintop. And we have top notes of citrus and sea salt and ozone and a Marian's Accord that envelopes the floral. And I know, Kerry, you have a thing about floral, but this mixture
yes,
is great.
Yes, sometimes.
Envelopes
okay.
the floral hearts of jasmine and lilac and orange blossoms.
Mm.
Now, based on our notes here, we have amber and taca that grounds the airy quality of
wow.
the scent. We have also for, let's get with the base. Top is ozone and lemon. Our middle is orange blossom, green leaves, lilac and jasmine. And that base note is tonka bean and amber. So that combination right there is so, it's like something you would use in office, I would say, or in your hallway. It's just really zen. Sea mist is very zen.
It sounds like
it. Puts you in a very,
wow.
yeah, it would
yeah.
transport you to a beautiful, beautiful place if you just want to do
yeah.
Some meditation and just sit down and collect your thoughts. Sea mist is a great one
yeah.
for that.
I'm thinking
yeah.
about
you're
sitting
right.
on a beach.
Oh,
yeah,
beach.
Exactly.
I'm,
yes,
I'm on
absolutely.
The mountain. Right. Blue had me at the mountaintop, you know, with the mountain reference. I love that.
Yes.
Yes. The floor, sometimes it can get me, but if it's not overpowering and it didn't sound like it when you explained the notes, so I'm loving that sound. I'm loving it.
Yes.
Divine energy luxury candles.
It
gets
yes.
no better than that. You heard the commercial.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So now,
cool, refreshing.
Right.
Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah. See, you got the beach, though. I don't know how. We were in two different places on that, Nicole.
And it's okay.
You got
that's
the beach,
saying.
And I
let
got
it take,
the mountain.
Let it transport you to wherever you want to go. If you want to be at the beach,
oh,
especially
it.
In that cold weather
relaxing.
We're having right now. Yes.
Blue,
just sit
like
with your
the
land. Do that.
Enjoy
yeah.
the beach.
Yeah, awesome job.
The ocean side anywhere will be great.
It's going to be just incredible. And I appreciate that. Now, for you guys who are just joining us today, you have no idea what you're listening to. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I'm with Nicole Marie. And our mid-show candle queen, we call her. Her name is Blue. She is the proprietor
yes.
of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. As you can hear, she knows a thing or two about candles. And we love this where it is introduced to us every day. It's the scent of the day. And for me, and I'm sure I can speak for Nicole Marie and everybody here, we love that you come on. And literally, no matter what our day is like, sometimes, you know, it's, you know, getting up, it's challenging times. We got to get the kids ready, get our families, you know, in shape, make breakfast,
uh-huh.
you know, and even for
yes.
me, I'm up at 4 working on the show and getting everything together. So I don't have a chance to breathe until mid-show when I hear the candle talk. And it like you said, the word transports. It transports us to a different place.
Right.
And yeah, that's what
absolutely.
I like. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I can bring that to the show.
That's
I'm so glad I can bring
saying.
That.
Yes, we enjoy it every day. Thank you.
Every day, right? Yes. That's what I love that. So that's why it's important for us to do that. And we're able to shift the head to, you know, just to change up the energy sometimes. You've got to do that.
Exactly.
You
yes, you do.
I see that in divine energy candles brings it. And so does blue. Okay. So listen, I want to bring in one of our other colleagues. This is first time really. He's been heard today on the show in different pieces, but this is live. This is live on Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023, October 804. We're already four shows past that big 800 celebration. We're talking about the one and only. He is the king of claims. We're talking about Michael, who is down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, who is on with us today. Michael, you're on with Blue. You're on with Nicole Marie and me, Kari Hines. Hello, sir. I
good
salute
morning.
You, Michael.
Good
morning,
hello.
Michael.
Good morning, family. Good morning, family.
How are you? I love this. We are all back together today. This is awesome.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes,
so,
it
Michael,
is.
You've been listening to the show today, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who handles the Vet Talk, which will be on at 8:30 this morning. He's live this morning. So what do you say? What have you heard, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, Karen, you touched on one of my favorite groups, the Pointer Sisters.
We've
they
been
are one of my all-time favorites.
To them today. Yeah. What did you guys hear the song Happiness? That I discovered that song.
Yes.
I never heard it before. And I just love the Pointer Sisters. And we just tipped our hat off to the third of the sisters to pass away. So we have just Ruth, the oldest sister, left and of the sisters. And like I said, I didn't even know there were two brothers. It just to say the words Pointer Brothers, it sounds funny to me.
I've never heard
Pointer Brothers. Yeah, I don't know if it has the same ring to it.
No,
but
it's not
I
the same.
The
not at all.
Right? But I love the Pointer Sisters. I didn't realize that they had a lot of hit records. A lot.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But, and I've never really played them on our show. So this is the first day that we've ever had the Pointer Sisters music on our broadcast. And they had, well, I should say, Bonnie's been on with her big hit record. I didn't have Bonnie herself on, but her big hit record, Heaven Sent You. I think we played that before, Heaven Must Have Sent You. And, I have to say, they were a big part of our lives. So thank you, Michael, for reminding me of that this morning. Yeah, and the Pointer's music. And, of course, I think you were talking about the Pointers. Blue, I don't know if you ever heard of them or were a big fan or a little fan. Have you? Were you familiar with their music?
I'm familiar with their music. My aunt, my mom's sister, and my mom, they used to play it all, the Pointer Sisters, all the time. Now, I was that young, right? I knew what it was because they, the clothes they wore and they always danced on the TV and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm familiar with them, but I didn't know that song this morning that I was hearing. I wasn't familiar with that one.
No, I didn't know either. I found Happiness, one of my good friends said, that was his favorite song, Happiness. I said, well, let me look it up. That's how we get 90% of the music on this show. It's from folks who are tuning in or friends of ours, and they say, what about this song? So Happiness is a great song. Oh, my gosh. Wow. It's really a good song. And
I love it.
I love that song. I mean, it's new to me, but I love it. So that, and of course, Dare Me. I love all. They had a lot of records. So you guys know
yes,
who they are.
They
Google
did.
Them. Play their music. I didn't know they were from
yes.
out in the Oakland area. So they were
yes,
California.
That is true. You know, Carrie.
Yeah, really good.
You know, Carrie, I remember them from back in the 70s. The show Midnight Special, and just like you said, back in the 70s.
Was that the one with Wolfman
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, Wolfman Jack. Clap for the Wolfman.
Not
yep.
that I remember. Not quite that up there.
Oh, yeah.
It just happened to pop up on my screen.
But those ladies would harmonize like all get up back then. And you knew back then in the 70s that they were going to be superstars. You just knew it every time
they
you watched them
on
TV.
Television. Yeah,
right.
That's what I think Lou was just saying as well. They were already out there, literally.
Right.
That's why in our community they were huge to us. And
right.
then they went on in the 90s and had huge success
right. huge
with the
hit.
Beverly Hills Cop movies. They had so many
right.
hit records. Even the Anita who we just lost, you know, she had a big home in Beverly Hills. So of course, they did real well. That's all I can
yes,
say. We love
them.
And I believe that Ruth is going to continue to tour with her, you know, the kids and the grandkids and all that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping they continue the legacy. They got a lot of music to
I hope they
from,
do as
so
well, yeah.
Yep, second
yeah.
generation
yeah,
of the Pointers. That'd be
second
excellent.
Second and maybe third.
Third,
they
oh, yeah.
Quite a bit.
And
so,
you know, if I remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If I remember correctly, they had a country hit in the beginning of their career.
Well, yeah. Well, see, they crossed so many different genres. They played the Grand Ole Opry. That was kind of like how they first came out with all those real old-fashioned clothes and,
right.
you know, and all that kind of music and all of that. And then they kind of shed all that. Boy, did they shed it.
Boy, did they. Oh, yeah.
They shed all that stuff.
At the
man,
car wash. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Car Wash, the movie Car Wash, you guys remember them. They just were big folks,
oh, yeah.
and we're going to miss them, and we love them, and we need to pay tribute. And that's what we're doing on our
like
show.
It.
Folks say, Kay, why are we playing this old music sometimes? But we love to pay tribute to these artists.
Exactly. Yeah.
Old music you don't hear unless somebody's taking it and redoing it from outside the community and not giving credit to the original
right.
artist. So that's the point that we're trying to kind of move away from and all of that. So listen, Miss, we're going
to
remember
that
candle today. What was that?
I said, I think that's great that you're doing that. You
oh,
know,
thank
I like
you, Blue.
Yeah, I think that's really,
thank
really great.
You.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
because
some
it
of these
you
songs,
it today.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the God's honest truth. I didn't know until I found out about the song just recently, and we had to get it on. And they're so great. They still stand up today. When
they do.
I listen to music,
they do.
Listen, I'm
yep.
like, oh, my
yep.
God, that song sounds great. And
yeah.
the verses, I'm not
always wonderful to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, some of the artists that are, they got out there, they're pushing people today. We're not going to name names, but I think Kanye snatched an award away from one and was going to give it to Beyonce. We won't mention the names of those
no, we
people,
won't.
But let me just say that when I listen to these classic songs and I put on a lot of the stuff today, I guess I'm old school, but I don't understand what's happened to the music. But we'll talk about that
yeah.
on another
right.
day.
Definitely yes. has changed.
Okay. It has changed. And I mean, boy, oh boy, I'm just glad, I'm grateful that we're able to, like, put on some of the music of these folks that have, you know, the hits from the past. And just, we're just
right.
reminding you of the songs. You know, we can all go and Google and get on Spotify. Yes.
Do you still use vinyl at all? You have a record player?
Well, I don't have vinyl here, but I would love to. I was just saying not all that long ago, I want
right.
to buy myself, or you guys can
one.
Buy it for me.
Yeah, I've been looking at them, too.
Oh, I think that's called a clue.
Too. They got some nice ones at Walmart.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
looking at them. Mm-hmm. And, few, and nice colors, a lot of pastel colors for the record players they're making. They'll look old school.
Oh, wow.
But they look like, yeah, they look old school at Walmart, but they have beautiful colors. Yeah, they look like the
now,
60s and 70s.
I want to get a phonograph. Do they call it phonograph machine still? Or shall we just say record player? Okay, I want to get...
I just say record player.
No, record player.
I never heard of that one. What is it, phonograph?
Phonograph, yeah. Michael,
okay.
I know you know heard the word phonograph.
Yes,
Michael,
Lord, yes. Yes, hey, I still got some of those 33 and a third records.
Yeah.
You call me old-fashioned.
Nice.
Well, that's kind of how I ended up getting into radio and audio stuff, because I started with the Winnie the Pooh records, and that started me on telling stories and mimicking
right.
what I heard on my records, and that's really how I started. So that I should credit those old, you know, vinyl records with helping me to get started and underway. But no, I want to buy. Vinyl's making a comeback, Blue. Just be aware,
mm-hmm.
vinyl
Absolutely.
Is coming back. And
I'm still by my house. People are in there. That's why I was like, "Ooh, I might really need to get me a record
yeah.
player." And go see what he
exactly.
has in there.
I
but
want one too.
People be packed. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I just the idea. Could you imagine putting
right.
a record in the record player and playing it? It's so
mm-hmm.
just incredibly romantic. If you know, if
yes.
you're into that, or
yes.
if you just want to relax and put on one of these
mm-hmm.
divine energy candles at the same time.
Right. Come on
and
now.
Go to
set
town.
The mood.
Right.
yes.
That's
the
relaxing.
On the record,
right.
yes.
Yes, well, I'm
mm-hmm.
loving that. Now, this is one of their biggest hits that was a pop hit, so everybody knows this song. And I love it so much. I think that they, their music will certainly live on when we come back on the other side. It's a short song, so we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. We got to go in about the events coming up in March. There's Caribbean talk, lots of new stuff that we've never talked about. We're going to get into in the 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock if you're in the Central Time Zone. So don't budge. Here is, well, you know what? I got to play. I love the Bonnie song as well as maybe we'll get both on. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It was. Yeah.
coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Okay. We're back live. It is Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023. I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. I want to bring to the line Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, my amazing morning team. Hello, crew.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And Nicole Marie and Michael, I want to lead on in with, at the top of this hour, with the updates. I know we're going to talk about the event, and we will get to that. But what, I know you're coming up in about a half hour, Michael Hopkins, and you're live this morning. So we're going to be doing a lot of work this morning, coming up in the next half hour for Vet Talk Radio. So what's it all about today? What can you give us a little preview?
Wow, Carrie. Oh, yes. Besides enjoying the show this morning, we have an amazing topic this morning. We have, believe it or not, five more ways and more reasons why a veteran should file for compensation.
Awesome.
Great.
So that's going to be nice. Yeah. And you know what, Michael, you always, and Nicole Marie, you're going to be joining us for this, so I'm excited today.
Yes, I am.
That's very rare.
Yes.
So this is going to be really nice. We're going to be live. We're going to be
bringing it
today, going through these five more reasons why. And veterans, and again, the Vet Talk Radio Show is all about the claims process, helping the veterans to encouraging the veterans, of course, to follow up on compensation that can help change their lives. The word again, transform. And you yourself, for Vet Talk Radio Show, you have a word that you guys have been, it's the theme, the ongoing theme for 2023. So I'm loving that you guys have kind of like a little theme thing going on at Vet Talk as well, just reminding folks that resilience is your word.
Resiliency, yes, yes, sir.
Resilience.
Yes, sir. One thing that veterans know how to be and do is be resilient. That's why I love being a veteran, and I love being with other veterans.
Yeah, so you're coming up. We're going to send you off in just a little bit so you can prepare for the 8:30 live show. Today, again, Vet Talk Radio, it comes on at 8:30 right here. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to touch anything. Just stay tuned, and Michael will roll on in. Nicole Marie and I will be joining him, so we're going to be live. And it's your episode, Michael, number 13, Lucky 13 today.
Lucky 13.
For Vet Talk Radio, yeah. So we're going to have a great time. Okay, so I'm excited about that. I did a twofer in terms of the wonderful Pointer Sisters. We did He's So Shy as well.
Oh, yes.
With Bonnie Pinter.
I love that song. Yeah.
Yes, so do I, Nicole Marie. So do I. That was them at their finest, the Pointer Sisters.
That was, wow, that's they've got a lot of wonderful performances.
They do.
I have to honestly, they got a lot of music. I don't know how they created such, I got to do more research because I don't know who wrote the songs, I don't know who produced them, but they were a lot of hit records, and they were different. They didn't all sound, the songs didn't all sound exactly the same,
right?
You know, and they just,
they were good. I really have to think.
Right.
You know, if,
yes.
If I have to think about a male group, and I say, you know, they remind me of a male group that had some serious jams back in the day. And that,
ooh,
I have to say, it was a group called the Spinners. And
uh-oh.
The music was just, it was so great and rich.
Yep.
And even the Four Tops, like those songs were
yeah.
so, like
they
so
just,
many hits and just to get them move you.
Right.
And,
right.
It's so
yeah.
true. And it,
they,
it
yeah.
yes, just timeless. You know, they're just timeless groups. And you can't, you
and
know, that you just can't say, oh, they were one hit wonders. No, they
no,
were timeless groups. That's
yeah.
why.
Well, no, they weren't one hit wonders. They were like,
no.
Exactly. They were like 10 hit wonders.
They just were
no, they
legacy groups.
A lot.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, in my humble opinion, this is just my humble opinion, Michael Hopkins, this is why a lot of the new age type groups copy and emulate the old school.
Right.
Because
right.
there'll never be
and
another
they sample
Temptation,
that music.
Four Tops,
right.
Supremes, Spinners, Tavares, Shy Lights. Harold Melvin
Michael,
and the
you going Google. Back.
I mean, you know, it's just, there won't be, they just won't, because they did street corner harmony. Sort of like, you know, the Pointer Sisters, when they started out, if I remember correctly, they did a lot of 40s type harmony. That's what, when you listen to their early works, they did a lot of that 40s era type harmony. And that's
was it
what
all the
made
way back to the 40s?
Them.
I know it was like the 50s and 60s. Yeah. I didn't know it was the 40s.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it,
early
it was,
point
I
of
sight. Yeah, no, I remember the year. Well, I mean, well, in my research, I remember coming across it.
Right. Right.
Let me tell you, they amazing. Amazing.
Timeless
we're
going
to always love them.
Yes.
And we, believe me, we're going to be celebrating them and so many others along the way. So this is just the beginning. Hey, I'm going to have to turn to the event. You guys know it'll be happening on Monday, March 6th of 2023. I'm so excited. It's going to
yes.
be at this incredible theater in Lower Manhattan. And it's just going to be, it's the Chelsea, actually it's the East Village. So I guess it's Chelsea. So I'm real excited about it. And here in New York City, and it's just going to be amazing. We're going to get started about 2:30 that day, and we probably, because you're going to be seated quite a bit, so we'll probably go to about 6:30 that day.
Okay.
But I'm super hyped about it, and we're just going to be putting it down. We've got a lot of
amazing
speakers
event.
And folks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
taking a lot
is.
Of pictures and all of that, and we're just looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to making my first appearance, live appearance, in 3 years in front of an audience.
Wow.
So this is going to be great.
Great
and
time.
I am, yes, it's very rare that I'm out there in front of folks like that. But but when I get in front of you, it's an experience. Listen. We go in, as the kids say, on the language and the talk. So if you, you're going to get your money's worth. The tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
eventbrite.com. You can see everything at hairadio.com. Even, I think I even have it set up at carriehines.hair, and it'll take you straight to it. Carrie Hines stuff
awesome.
Here as well. So really good stuff. And you know, we're going to be covering a lot of talk, and we got some great guests. My brother's going to be there as well, and so many others. And I'm looking
great.
Forward to really just catching everybody up on the industry and also community, just like the Vet Talk Radio Show. Mm-hmm. So we'll be covering a lot of that
Mike, I'm going to send you on to get yourself ready for the 8:30, 7:30 Central episode coming up in just a few minutes. So thank you, Michael, and we'll be seeing you in just a few.
Okay.
All
sounds
right.
Like a plan.
Good stuff. All right. So Mike will be back with us in just a bit when he's opening up for the Vet Talk Radio show in about 20 minutes. Nicole Mariso, it's on us today.
I think the event is going to be incredible.
And we're really excited.
I believe
excited.
So as well. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yes, we're going to have a great time. It'll be live streamed in part for those who sign up for that. And just doing our thing. I mean, this is what it's all about.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. So now I've got some therapy talk. Therapy. All therapy.
Right.
Yes. I always want to do that. And I just love that it's its own thing, that we've got a lot of amazing new therapy items on the way. We really do.
Wow.
You guys, we are finally building out the therapy line with just some incredible items I'm so excited about. For the ladies are going to love this. And then later on in the next few weeks, we'll be talking about some of the new men's products. But, yeah, we've got quite a bit coming for therapy. And
wonderful.
You guys are going to really appreciate this, along with a lot of literature and our distributors. Who are out there beating the pavement, you're going to be enjoying all of these updates. So we're going to be talking with Royalty. We're going to be talking with VTR distributors. We're going to be talking with all of the distributors across the country that we have and getting you guys set up for the new therapy items. And that's what we've been working on diligently over these last few weeks. So really good stuff. We're moving forward.
Sounds
what
great.
What do you guys think about that?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All the
I
new
think
items.
So too. Yes, me too. Hopkins, are you there? Are you excited? Oh, hold it. We got to bring Michael back in. I know, Michael, you're getting ready for Vet Talk, but what did you think about? Did you want to comment about therapy? Are you happy with VTR distributors?
Oh, yes.
Gonna be
yes,
doing some
I
work?
Am. I am looking forward to it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll see you in about 15 minutes or so. All right. Stand by.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Nice, right, Nicole Marie?
Yes.
Is that not
so
amazing?
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm really happy about it. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a tiny little bit of a break, and we'll be back. Now, here's some talk that we did. Not all that long ago. I don't think we ever got this on. So this is the first time I think we'll be playing this. So this
okay.
is a piece we played with Michael and Nicole Marie myself. All right. It's on. I'll let it surprise you. Stand by. And we'll hold it. We'll play a good portion of it. And then we'll be back at 8:30 with Michael Hopkins live on Vet Talk Radio. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of
good
you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen, I want to first, this is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth and out into to the universe out there. But, yeah, I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp-eared fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Blog Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well. And we're shouting out fans everywhere. But I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, getting the, scrambling the eggs for the family and, you know, finishing their showers. And, you know, they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hyde? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
I think it's more like 3 o'clock.
No, Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion, in the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off. And the first thing I do is make sure my coffee pot is on. Got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me to back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, it was all in a box and beautifully, you know, in the back. Something told me do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I sat it in the back seat and I got in the front. And the gentleman who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back. And of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never. Oh, and wow. That was a good 5 years ago. And I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like instant. I love brewed coffee. Do not get me wrong. Who in the world? You can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about 1 or 2 cups before I even, you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in, and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. I'm sorry, not instant, decaf. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf folks yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here, as well as Maxwell House, you know. I don't know. I think Sanka is decaf. I'm not sure, but I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love, like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is it's the one that it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful in the morning. Oh my goodness. And it's not, what in the world, it's Taster's Choice. I had to think of it for a second. Taster's
Choice.
Wow,
man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit, you know, forming my coffee choice was a little bit scary for me because I associate it with being a kid and looking at these commercials. You don't see these commercials anymore. They used to have like Dr. Welby was on the Sanka commercial, the lady who plays the evil witch, Margaret Hamilton was on the Maxwell House commercial. That lady, Mrs. Olson, was on the Folgers commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all of those commercials.
Well, of course you do, yeah. Michael Hopkins. So,
oh, yeah.
See, this is how I made my coffee choices. So when I have coffee in the morning, it's now nostalgic for me. And I'm sure for many others, too. It's nostalgic. So will I replace my coffee pot? I'll keep you posted. Will I switch from my instant to my percolated? Well, I'll also let you know. But that is my morning coffee routine.
Great. Great, great.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, over to you guys. What about you? Let's ask Michael H. What about you? What's your morning coffee routine? And is it as elaborate as that story?
Wow, yeah, yours has gotten mine beat. But yours got mine beat. But you know, be kind of honest with you guys. You know, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Oh no! You know what? Yeah. You got to turn in your Hair Radio Morning Show card. You did
Uh-oh.
Not just say you're not a morning coffee. Well, what are you a tea drinker?
Oh, in the mornings, believe it or not, my ritual is this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I exercise in the mornings. That's
you know
my,
what?
I guess, call.
We're just going to cut Michael's mic off.
Oh, boy, am I in trouble.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about? No coffee and you used the E word? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, when I get up in the morning, yeah, that's just part of my ritual now.
Wow.
I basically get up in the morning, kind of wake myself up, and before I know it, I'm outside walking the neighborhood. And
wow.
What I do is one of the things that I find that works for me,
yeah.
I have to have a piece of fruit while I'm walking along. It could be an apple. Okay. It could be a peach, pear, grapes, banana. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a piece of fruit, as long as I have a piece of fruit, I'm good. I walk
so
around
you
the neighborhood.
Tell me that's what. So how do you wake up each day? That walk wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Because, see, what I do when I walk, it gives me a chance to think about things. Like, what am I going to do during the day? Do I have appointments? It stimulates me, and it stimulates my mind to think about things. A lot of times, Carrie and Nicole, I actually take a notepad with me. And as I'm walking along,
oh, wow.
If I come up with an idea, I write the idea down. It's
okay,
just a habit
I've
developed.
What is the first beverage that you do in the morning?
Oh, the first beverage that I do in the morning is either water or some kind of non-sugary juice that I always make, lemonade, lemon-flavored, or fruit-flavored. It's always,
really?
I never really do a lot of deviating from those two flavors.
Well, what about a hot beverage? No hot beverages in the morning? And by the way,
nope.
I'm not a cold coffee man. Let me just say that. But no
hot
coffee.
I never
coffee.
Figured that one out either.
Yeah,
cold
so
coffee.
No, okay, you don't, you're not a coffee man. So what about teas? Michael's not sitting there sipping on chai tea in the morning?
Oh, no, no. It's very rare.
I'm trying to
envision
that.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very rare that I drink anything hot in the morning, even if it's cold outside. I still I'll be bundled up, but I got that piece of fruit.
Now what about the Mrs. Michael? How's Mrs. Hopkins? Is she a coffee or tea drinker?
Oh, yes, Lord,
club?
yes. 1,000 times,
okay.
Yes.
At least somebody
she has to have her coffee.
Okay, yay. How
oh, yeah.
That?
Yeah, she
well,
has to have her coffee.
Awesome.
If she doesn't have her coffee, Carrie and Nicole,
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, we love our routine. Wow.
Yeah, she's been so used to it over the years. She has to have her coffee.
Wow.
But for me, I have to have a walk. I have
well,
to take
listen,
a take
you
a walk.
Walk and a piece of fruit.
That's actually a good thing. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said a walk and a piece of fruit.
Walk and a piece
oh,
of fruit.
Oh, yeah. Got to have those two things.
Now, see, those things are great. For me, but they won't do the trick at all. I'll still be like, where's my coffee? I got to have, and by the time I walk the dog, I still have to have another full cup of coffee. So I got to go out and get a brewed coffee. Because, see, to me, there's no real comparison to that. No matter how many instants I drink, it's nothing like a fresh brewed cup. So now, okay, Michael Hopkins, what a great coffee story. That doesn't even include coffee.
I wish I could, and I know when I was in the military, we would do a lot of that stuff. But I just got to a point that this is it's relaxing to me to get out and walk for about, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
It's just so relaxing, especially early in the morning, and there's nobody outside, basically. The most excitement I have is...
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types. whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Kerry Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, we're live. It is Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023. It's about 8:31 in the morning, New York time. Bringing to the line the host, the man of this half hour, we're talking about the king of claims, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. It's my great honor to mention and bring to the line Michael Hopkins. How's that? Michael, how's that intro?
Oh, super fantastic, my brother. Love that intro.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, also, we have a very special co-host contributor this morning, helping to hold down the Vet Talk Radio Show, one of my colleagues on the other side as well. We're talking about Nicole Marie, who is the co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with me as well, one of the former producers and producers on Vet Talk Radio Show. So we're all in this, the big family effort. So good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, this, first of all, I'm so excited to you know, be on right now. This is your first episode, Michael, of 2023, your first live episode this year. So this is exciting. So what comes to mind?
Certainly is.
And let me also, before we even go any further, I want to salute all the veterans who are tuned in to this broadcast right now.
Most definitely.
We thank you. We love you. We appreciate what you have done.
Thank
for
you so
this
much
country.
For your service.
And it's not lost on us. It's not lost on us. And,
very much so.
Thank you. So, Michael, and we salute you and thank you. And we got a lot to get into. And so, Michael, what comes to mind on your first episode this year? And Happy New Year to you and all the veterans. So what comes to mind, Michael Hopkins?
Yes, Kerry. What comes to mind? Talk to a lot of veterans. And I have five more reasons why veterans should file for a claim today, Kerry and Nicole Marie.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's how you're kicking off this new year. Still in your second season. Okay. Okay.
Right.
I'm excited. So five more reasons, Michael. So talk to us, because you've laid out a lot of reasons, important reasons why veterans should file claims. So today's a little different, though. You've uncovered some more reasons, and that's what you're going to share with everybody?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And you know, Kerry and Nicole Marie, number five is this. I would tell all veterans the same thing. You served, you deserve. A lot of people think, I mean, that's powerful.
Because did you create that room, Michael? I love that.
No, I didn't create it. I acquired it from another veteran.
You acquired
I love that.
That's how we do in the military. We acquire things
you
like supplies and so forth. I acquired it.
I love that.
Repeat that for me one more time.
Yep.
You served, you deserve.
Wow.
And that's so true. So very true.
Michael, Nicole Marie, that needs to be the motto of your show.
I
love that.
Yes.
I love it.
Good job.
Yes,
okay, Michael, sorry to interrupt you. You serve, you deserve. Number five. Tell us about
it. Right. A lot of veterans don't think they deserve compensation for their illnesses and injuries that happened while they were in the U.S. military on active duty. I run across veterans all the time, and they say, well, you know, I'm okay. They should just give it to those guys that really need it. And a lot of these veterans do not understand that the monies that Congress and Senate sets aside every year for the VA is for all of us. And I want, you know, my veteran brothers and sisters out there and their caregivers and their families to understand that you're not taking money away from another veteran if you file for compensation. It's just one of those myths
exactly.
out there that a lot of veterans have. You know, years and years and years, they think, you know, well, I'm taking this away from somebody else. No, you're not. No, you're not. It's set
you earned
aside
it.
For all of us as veterans. I don't know any
exactly.
other kind of way to emphasize that, but that's what it is. That's the way it is. So that's why
I
encourage
the veteran,
them to file.
Absolutely, Michael Hopkins, and I thank the veterans for that sentiment that you guys are so the altruistic feeling that you care so much about others, obviously. I mean, that's like the understatement of the year, you know.
Right.
Veterans,
I mean,
of course you care about others.
And you're right,
you know,
Gary.
So
it's so beautiful.
Right. It's wonderful. I love it. I can't even express enough. So when I hear that, I understand that, you know, but you are right, Michael, when it comes to this is going to help you even more with what you deserve, as Nicole Marie said as well.
Right.
This is going to
so
help
true.
You even more. So great. Good stuff. Okay, Michael, what's at number four?
Now, believe it or not, number four is a question that a lot of veterans come to me and they ask me. They say, well, I want to file, but who can assist me? Who can help me file for claims, for compensation? And there's always a lot of kind of, you know, myths out here, who can, who can't. You know, does it cost me money? Is it not going to cost? Well, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah,
it's
not clear. It's not clear and defined.
Right.
And
right.
What I'm going to do here is I'm going to define it for veterans, spouses, caregivers. There are at
awesome.
Least three organizations that can help you, the individual veteran, file for compensation. And the key thing here, Carrie, and Nicole Marie, is this. These three organizations are sanctioned by the United States government and by the state
right.
government. That's the key thing. There are other organizations out here that can help a veteran, but they're not sanctioned by the U.S. government or any state or local entities. And that's where veterans have
wow.
to be
that's very
careful.
Important.
Very important. They have to be careful. Mm. Now, one of the first organizations that a veteran can go to for assistance with filing a claim is the Disabled American Veterans Organization. They can go to that organization. They're all over the United States. It's not like you can't find one. They're not hidden. There are some of them,
the
Disabled American Veterans, and some of them are actually sometimes they're actually in the regional office where veterans' claims are getting adjudicated or they're getting looked at. And so last time I checked, I think that adds some legitimacy to them if they're inside a federal building.
I think.
Yeah.
I think as well, yeah.
So, I think so. So a lot of veterans, you know, they can go there. Now, another organization veterans can be a part of and get claims done is the American Legion. That's another sanctioned organization by the federal government. You know, they could go, and American Legion posts are everywhere. They're all across the United States. It's not like you can't find one. You literally can look, you know, online. Used to be back in the day, we look in the phone book, but now we have these things called phones that say Google on them. You can find somewhere. So there is no excuse. There's no excuse.
True.
The third one, there are state-run organizations that do the same thing. Mm. They're sanctioned by the federal government and by the state that you live in.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing. They assist veterans with claims. So you got options as a veteran. You got options.
Wow.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Number four, you had, you had three breakoffs there.
Yeah, those are
with
number four, right. Very important.
Right.
Now, Michael.
Hold on in question.
Michael, quick question. For the state-run organizations, how do you know which one is legitimate for the veterans to help assist them?
Oh, Nicole Marie, that's very easy. Guess what? but guess what? You know how you know that they're for real?
How?
Easy. The state, they're state employees.
Okay. Okay.
They are legitimate state employees, and they can help you file a claim. There are organizations in all the 50 states that's all they deal with is veterans and veterans issues on the state level.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. That's an excellent question, Nicole Marie. Excellent question. Now let's roll on into number three. Number three is the benefits, and there are several, there are a ton of benefits. We've talked about them, but there are two benefits that I want to point out for veterans. One benefit,
the bennies, we call them.
Yeah, the bennies, right. One of the bennies with filing for compensation, health care. Even though we do get health care as veterans, we can
That's
go to the VA hospital. But you know, it gets even better when you're a disabled veteran because it opens up the doors to a lot of other things in the healthcare community when you're a disabled veteran as opposed to just being a regular veteran. I mean, it opens up a lot of doors, you know, cars and you know, dental. And can you imagine how much it costs for dental? As a civilian, I mean, it costs, but you get to 100% as a disabled American veteran. Guess what? The VA takes care of your dental issues. You can even crazy as it may seem, I can go to the emergency room right now, have an emergency. I pull out my VA, my card from the VA healthcare system. Guess what the VA healthcare system does? They pay for it. They pay for my emergency care. You know, it's like,
wow.
And then another thing is educational. When you file, there's a thing called voc rehabilitation and education that can help you go on to a new career if the claims you file, if they give you a rating and you have a disability that will not allow you to work the job you used to work or the career. The VA can help you get another career based upon your disabilities that you have from your claim that you awarded. That's big.
That's big.
And they give you a stipend.
Yes.
And can you imagine, they send you to school and give you a stipend, or if you want to go to some vocational type training, you can go. They approve you, you can go. That's like a wow. That's a big wow. And a lot
that's
of vets don't know about
yeah.
that. That's a very big wow. Now, it's amazing. Now, number two, a lot of vets don't think about this one, and this one is near and dear to my heart, too. It's your family. It's filing for compensation for a claim, something happened to you. This can impact your family for life. It can impact your family for life. And a lot of veterans don't really see it or understand it. One of the things is when you get to 30% as a rated veteran for compensation, you can add your family paid because you have a family and the government knows you need more money to support your family.
Yeah.
So at a rating of 30% or above, you can actually add your family to your compensation and get paid. Does anybody know any job that does that?
That's
or any retirement
right
that does
no.
that?
No. Not one.
No.
Not one.
No, not one that I know of. And speaking of education, you get to 100%. You become a permanent and total veteran. Your family can take advantage of getting help to pursue their education.
Wow.
Michael, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's just incredible. You know, on a personal note, my son is taking advantage of that. They pay him a stipend every month to go to school full time. What parent wouldn't want that for their children? I can't think of a parent that wouldn't
want
that.
That's huge right there.
They're sending your kids going to school and getting paid to go. What more do you need?
Now,
that's
big wow. A good,
it's a big wow. And, you know, another great thing that can happen with your family is a legacy. As veterans, when we pass away, unfortunately, our benefits pass away with us. However, as long as what you passed away from is service connected in the VA's eyes, there is monies that can be passed on to your family.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
And the beautiful thing about it, they get to keep pretty much the bennies that you have. A lot of them, you get an ID card, you go on base, you can shop, and, you know, a lot of the things that goes along with your passing that you had, a lot of the family members can take advantage of.
Wow.
Wow.
And they had grown accustomed to those things. So
that
makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Right? Awesome.
So true.
Okay, well, Michael. Well, I love this. I really do. I want to just ask you to, you know, I know you want to do a review. So let's do that, Michael. Give us a little backtrack on today's
we're gonna do
top five. Yes,
right.
We'll
break it on down. Now, number five, you served, you deserve. Just that simple.
You serve, you deserve.
You deserve.
Number four. I'm for that one because I love it.
Right.
Yes.
It's just so beautiful. You know, this is such a beautiful thing. It just rings, you know, at your heart as a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
And four, who can assist me? You have at least three options, DAV, American Legion, state-run organizations that can assist you filing for compensation. Number three, benefits.
Benny,
there are so many of them, and I just touched on two of the bennies.
your health care,
right,
and your educational for you, the individual veteran. Number two, family. You can leave a legacy for your family. Compensation,
yes,
for having a family. Educational benefits for your family.
Awesome.
What, you know,
these
are just things that are just beautiful. These are beautiful,
yes,
things
do
for
you
veterans.
Do you want
a
drum roll, Michael
Most
Hopkins?
Definitely.
Do you
oh,
want
yeah,
a drum
put
roll?
The drum roll, the bell, and everything else we can think of. And the
okay.
number one, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, you know the number one reason why veterans should file?
What is that?
Well, the first thing, we are dying to know, Michael, what is the number one reason why the veteran? And let me, and before you say, I just want to invite the veterans to that coming up right after this, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up over the next few weeks. So I just want to get that on out there. What's it number one, Michael Hopkins?
The United States government has laws in place for veterans to file for compensation. It's by law. A lot of veterans don't know that.
Wow.
There are laws in place. The Code of Federal Regulations, the M21. It's
the
a CFR. Federal laws,
yes,
and manuals,
yes,
and everything is there. It's
wow.
not like you're taking money away from anybody. The government says you're supposed to do this if you got hurt, if you have injuries or illnesses while you're on active duty in the United States military. You're,
yeah,
you can file.
Right.
You
file.
Can.
Wow. You're entitled,
yes,
to
awesome.
It.
I
right.
just
wonderful,
am
wonderful.
Blown away from this. This is incredible information every week.
Yes, it
and
is.
And for you guys out there, Michael, we're going to have to put this over in the your group page. You have a Vet Talk Radio group page, and you guys out there can easily get to it if you are a member or not. If you can simply go to our website. It's so easy, which is HAIRadio.com. And there's a big old blue button there that says, you know, read posts. And Michael's group page, you'll see it there. Vet Talk Radio is right near the top. And click on that, and he has a ton of posts there. And we're going to put some more wonderful things tied into this,
yes,
episode today.
Wonderful,
so I'm
article.
Super, super excited. Yes, great stuff. Michael, good things. Now, listen, I wanted to talk. Again, you're live today. It's Tuesday morning, January 10th of 2023. It's about 8:53 in the morning, East Coast time, 7:53 for Nicole Marie and you guys out in Central Time Zone. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Now, listen, Michael, you've got a lot of wonderful things coming up in the next few weeks. So I wanted to just touch on that. You've got a lot of brand new episodes on the way. Today was your number 13, lucky 13, and you are going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff. I understand that you have a new series that's starting, okay,
I
an
sure
eight-part
do.
Series. Yeah. Now, what can you tell us about this eight-part series? Can you tell us a little something about it real quick?
Right. It's going – my eight-part series is going to be about the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. You know, very important.
Wow. Now, so that kicks off next week, one
right.
week from
next
today.
Next week, that
you
will
don't
kick off.
It. Okay. I cannot wait for this. We're real excited about it. And for the veterans, please don't forget, we have an entire store with Vet Talk Radio t-shirts, Vet Talk Radio mugs. Order, and support the show. Simply go to www.hairadio.com. You can not only read the posts, but there is a wonderful website store that carries not just the Vet Talk Show, but also our wonderful therapy and hair radio and all that stuff that you hear on our broadcast generally. Listen, I am excited about this. Nicole Marie, what would you like to say today? What were your thoughts in joining
Michael and the Vet Talk Radio show today. What that
wow,
would you like
Carrie
to say?
Wow, Carrie and Michael, I was just blown away by the show today. I thoroughly love you serve, you deserve. That is so key, and I just love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I loved all of
that's
the points that you
motto.
Shared today.
My motto. Yes.
Yes. Great motto. Yes.
Yeah.
But the one that really stood out to me was the benefits for family. That is huge right there. That is huge. And the impact that can have for the veteran and their family, that's huge. Education for
that's
your children and, for, you know, for yourself as well, your spouse, and then leaving a legacy for them. Even when the veteran is no longer here, they can be confident that their family is going to be taken care of and looked after. And that's huge. That compensation will help the family so much. And I'm just blown away by that. Thank you very much for sharing, Michael.
Quite welcome.
Yes, Michael, great job today. Nicole Marie, great job. I have to say, this
thank
is really quite moving. Yes, and this is Michael's second season for the Vet Talk Radio Show. I just want to make it clear. Next week will be his 14th episode in this second season. So as you guys know, he did an entire season out there. He's coming up on 2 years of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And we're not slowing down at all. If anything, we're about to press the metal.
No, we're not.
As we move forward.
Pedal to the metal.
And it takes on a whole new meaning when we promote community here. That's why this is so important to us. So we always salute the veterans. We talk of the veterans. We don't just talk on Tuesdays. We support this throughout our broadcasting and all of our platforms.
Exactly. Every
and,
day.
It's something that, Now, if you guys are in the New York area, I do want to mention this, Michael. You know we have a live show. I, Carrie Hines, will be in New York. Michael, you're going to be, they don't call it Skype anymore, you'll be FaceTimed on in on our big projector screen live in New York in Lower Manhattan. So you guys who know New York City, we will be there. Beautiful area. It's just going to be fun. We have a stage. We have an audience. We're going to be talking live and so much stuff, hair,
wonderful,
beauty, and community live in front of you. It's a version of the Hair Radio Show. So Michael and the veterans will be represented. Tickets are on sale at Eventbrite.com. So if you're interested, it's EVENTBRITE.com and search the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Live on stage. That's what it's called. So I'm super excited about it. If you forget that and can't remember, just go to www.CarrieHines.hair. So not .com, .hair. So that's CarrieHines.hair. And I spell my name, K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-N-E-S. So Michael, Nicole Marie, this has been awesome. I've loved today's show.
Yes.
More reasons. Yes. So you'll be back next week on Tuesday with your episode number 14, again, kicking off your new series. 8 episodes. So you're going to be real busy, Michael Hopkins.
So looking forward to it, though.
So am I.
All right. Well, Michael, now what is your famous tagline? And we're going to get our outro on for that talk.
It is all about the vets, their families, the advocates of the vets. It's all about that.
All right. We'll see you back here next week, everybody. Make it a great Tuesday. We just did. Here's Michael's outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com.